Support comes from Alpine Dermatology and provider Chris Miller, PAC, hosting regular, monthly dermatology clinics in Juneau. Appointments available at 907-523-5411 and online at seakalpinederm.com.
Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guest is here to highlight the upcoming National Association of Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger food drive going on this week and culminating on Saturday, May 11th. We have Darren Adams. He's the manager of the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. Darren, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Okay, so this food drive is all week. Is that right?
Yes, it culminates Saturday. If you would like to donate, you can drop off food donations at the post office or at the different grocery stores. There's hampers at Safeway, Super Bear, Foodland, and Fred Meyer. And those hampers will be picked up throughout the week. And then if you'd like to donate at your house, the mailman will be picking up food donations that are left out for them on Saturday morning. Just put your donation in your mailbox with a flag up, and the mailman will do the rest.
Got it. And what should we be putting in our mailboxes? What do you need right now?
So non-perishable food items, canned goods, dry goods. You know, if you leave canned goods out in your mailbox, just make sure the flag's up. They ask that we do not ask for glass jars. Some non-perishable foods come in glass jars, and those just get too cumbersome.
Okay, so no glass.
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to accept homemade items either. But other than that, the sky's the limit. If someone has their heart set on donating diapers or pet food or cleaning supplies or food items, we can accept any item that you would find in a grocery store.
Okay. And so, like you said, there are hampers in area grocery stores.
Yes.
Or put stuff in your mailbox before 7 a.m. this Saturday.
Yes. Or if you have a P.O. box, just, you know, when you go to pick up your mail, take a couple cans up to the counter and the postal workers will collect those. And then on Saturday afternoon, all those donations will be weighed at the post office. And then the Southeast Alaska Food Bank will go pick it up at the post office.
Who are all your partners in this?
United Way is the major partner here in town. We're one of their member agencies, and I just can't say enough about what Wayne and his crew do to help us feed those in need in Southeast Alaska. We're also a member of the Food Bank of Alaska and a member of Feeding America, which is a nationwide network of food banks.
Okay. How long have you been manager of the Southeast Alaska Food Bank now?
As of this month, it's been 14 years.
Wow.
It goes by fast.
Yeah.
It's been a great run.
How are the stocks? How are the shelves looking at the bank right now?
You know what? Right now, we're in pretty decent shape. But we're getting ready to head into the summer months where things are kind of lean. Right now, there's a lot of kids who go to school and receive breakfast and or lunch who here in a month when school is out will not be receiving those services. So the demand on the food bank will actually go up during the summer months to help make up for that. And so this is a good excuse to donate to help feed those in need. It's also a great excuse to clean out your cupboards. You know, open your pantry, pick the last item in the very back and put that in your mailbox. You know, we just got done sending out a bunch of postcards in the mail last week. There are over 17,000 mail drops in Juneau and Douglas and Auk Bay. And if every person donated one item, That would go a long way towards feeding your friends, your neighbors, your family members even who are in need, because Feeding America estimates that 1 in 7 Americans is at risk of going hungry. So take a look around your office and figure out, you know, One in seven people are in need, and you might not know about that.
Darren, what would you say are the top five most needed foods or products?
I would say peanut butter, tuna, chili, top ramen is always popular, and canned fruit would be another request I would have.
Peanut butter, tuna, chili, top ramen, and canned fruit?
Yes.
All right. You heard it here. The top five things that we might want to think about giving throughout the week as part of Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. There are collection hampers in grocery stores across the city. And then on Saturday, by 7 a.m., you can fill your mailbox with non-perishable goods.
Exactly. And I would encourage people to fill up their mailbox Friday night. Just put the flag up and let the mailman do the rest. I'd like to thank the National Association of Letter Carriers. This is a nationwide food drive. This is the largest nationwide food drive, and it's held annually on the second Saturday of May. And Mark Petrowski, who kind of spearheads this here in Juneau for the post office, is not in town this year, but he always jokes about how, you know, clean out your cupboards on Saturday so that Mother's Day, you know, you've got to take mom out to lunch or dinner. So,
Darren Adams, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for your support.